ओम शांति, ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
बहुत साल पहले
ओम शांति
कोई कॉन्फ्रेंस में मुझे टॉपिक दिया गया कि भाषण
मेनी इयर्स बिफोर
पहली बार
इन वन ऑफ द कॉन्फ्रेंस
भाषण मैंने
आई वॉज गिवन द टॉपिक
परंतु
दैट आई नीड टू गिव अ लेक्चर
चार दिन मैंने
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम आई हैड ए लेक्चर
क्या बोलना है क्या नहीं बोलना
बट फॉर दैट स्पीच फोर डेज earlier I had preparation I wrote 3 pages what I need to say and what not
to phir jo likha tha wo parke
and after that when the time came
jo
the one which I had written That I read and
ऐसा बताया तो मैंने बाबा को बोला बाबा
द पॉलिटिशियंस दे बिफोर हैंड राइट डाउन एवरीथिंग एंड देन दे गिव अ स्पीच आई टोल्ड बाबा
एक मूली में बाबा ने कहा भाषण में कोई मार्क्स नहीं होती है
बिफोर आई गिव ए स्पीच आई शुड बी गिवन सो मच ऑफ टाइम एंड इन वन मुरली बाबा सेड देयर इज नो मार्क्स फॉर ए स्पीच
पुण्य का कार्य कर
द मार्क्स विल बी अक्यूमुलेटेड
जो बिना बिना
In making others experience, in having a realization, in becoming a charitable soul.
So Baba ne kaha, bache.
And so I was thinking, oh, why should I waste my time unnecessarily?
लेकिन तुम भाषण के
आई नीड टू एक्यूमुलेट
चार मिनट
अर्निंग एन इनकम
आ जाओ मैं आपको टचिंग दूंगा
सो बाबा सर यू नीड टू गिव अ स्पीच बट बिफोर द स्पीच 3-4 मिनट यू कम टू मी आई विल गिव यू टचिंग एज वॉट यू हैव टू स्पीक
अभी सोचता नहीं हूँ
एंड आफ्टर दैट I have given many speeches. I go to Baba. I never think what I have to write, what I have to say. I have got Baba's blessings. And whatever I speak with Baba's touching. And in yoga, I get Baba's touching. बिफोर आई गिव ए स्पीच
भाषण करने वाले बहुत है आप देखेंगे टीवी पे
तो वॉट एवर आई स्पीक और एक्सपीरियंस ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ दैट आई गिव ए स्पीच देर आर मेनी हु गिव स्पीचेस
वाले बहुत स्पीकर्स है
ऑन टीवी
और अच्छी अच्छी भाषण
देर आर 100 channels and there are many religious leaders who give a speech and they give very good speeches
acha sunate hai main bhi kai bhashan bahut dhyan se
sunta there is a very big queue of those who give speeches
free hota hu jitna bhi sabke bhashan sunta hu
they speak very well
परंतु
I too listen to many speeches very well. Whenever I get free time, I listen to many speeches.
मैं पूछता हूँ
However, after the speech,
याद नहीं
Whenever we meet anyone, everybody they speak about this one gave a very good speech. And therefore, I asked them, tell me what I said. They say, I don't remember. I say, you did very good job. You don't remember. So what is the benefit? What is the transformation? I do remember one thing. Few years before, I was on tour for South India. Before I was going, there was the paraphernalia in the car. I went to the Janki to take permission.
South India.
Dadi was reading Murli and Dadi said, sit down, listen to the Murli. I said, Dadi, I'm going for South India. I'm going to visit 15 to 20 cities. I then said, Dadi, should I give you a message to them? Then Dadi said, you have to remember Baba's question and answer, the essence, blessings and slogan from Baba's Murli. Wherever I went in South India, after the Murli class, I need to give short speeches, but I would remember Baba's Murli. And when I asked this same thing to everyone when I went to the centers, it was very hardly anybody would give me the answer. Everywhere I asked this question, I might have gone to 40-50 places. I might have taken classes in more than 40-50 places. If you don't remember the blessing and slogan, you all have come to listen to Baba's great version, and if you don't remember that, then how there will be attainments and how there will be transformation? I would ask everyone there. If I ask anybody, if anybody had become angry on you 2 years ago, then they will say, yes, I remember very well. That is there. But now, Baba spoke the version through which from peacelessness we are experiencing peace. From sorrow we are experiencing happiness. Then if that version is not remembered, then what will be the result or outcome? From few years ago, Dadi was not in a stage to give classes. But when Dadi was in London, Dadi used to say, only those can give speeches who doesn't have any bad things within them. The one whose stage will be in such a way, they will be filled with a spiritual intoxication and they make others to attain something. So I used to listen to Dadi very carefully, and in order to bring that in practical, I would make effort. There are many who can give speeches, but how much spiritual intoxication is filled in the speeches and how many are attaining good things from that and how much we make others realize. that speech will become an instrument in order for us to go to the account of accumulation. I am told to share experiences. There are many experiences. The basis of experience is this. To make a spiritual stage. And for that, what is needed? Baba said, the basis for becoming successful is renunciation and tapasya. If there is no renunciation, then there is no unlimited disinterest. Disinterest in our own body and disinterest to the world. Until there is no renunciation, there cannot be tapasya. Until there is no tapasya, there will be no success in service. So I always think, whatever I experience, and according to the time, I attain success in service because of this. And I used to go into the depth of what is the basis of becoming successful. Impossible was becoming possible. Difficulty was becoming easy. There was solution to every problem. So what is the method to become successful? The method is to know the proper method. Gradually I got the experience of having spiritual intoxication. Not once for all it will come, but gradually there will be spiritual intoxication acquired. Baba says all souls are tamopradhan. Now we have to become satopradhan. I too said, Baba, I too am tamopradhan. I too want to become satopradhan. And I too want to make a lot of effort. Baba said, follow Brahma Baba. I said, Baba, you made effort and you became number one. So I too want to become that. I never say, I did this, I did this, I do this. Whatever I do, I say, Baba, that I become an instrument, and with your cooperation, with your help, with your blessings, I did. And therefore, these are the things through which we can attain success. There are many such experiences. Three years before, Narendra Modi, our Prime Minister, he would visit London. There was advanced team, the media people, 60-70 members, they were given the invitation, the reporters, the media persons in a global house, and few VIPs were also invited, and the presidents of different countries, they were also invited. The UK president of Bharat organization, He had a request from London. We want a direct flight to go to Ahmedabad. There was other flight from London to Bombay. At night the flight reached and at midnight change the flights and then go to Ahmedabad. And so he said, I need your help that let Modi accept this, that I want direct flight from London to Ahmedabad. There was this request from many. I was thinking it is only a matter of a penny. He asked me how. They were all non-vikis who had come, who were invited. There were 80 of them. I said, listen, whatever work I do, I keep God with me. In London, I have kept a feet beside me. In office, I have a seat beside me. I place God there. And nobody is allowed to sit there. I say, God, you're my father, you're my companion, you're my partner, you're with me. I'm now doing this work. There will be some problem in this. And I'm taking your help and doing this work. Will it be done? Then Baba would say, yes, it will be done. And therefore I said, all those members, that you have to keep another chair beside you before you begin with any work. You talk to God before you begin with any work. God can be your companion. To become pure is a different thing. God will listen to everyone. And everybody liked this very much and they all said, yes, we will all follow this. Everyone were businessmen. So I said, you will definitely attain success. You keep God with you all. Everybody did. After 2 weeks, Modi had his speech. 50,000-60,000 were in the gathering. And then Modi said, from 15th December, I announced this, that from London, direct flight will go to Ahmedabad. The flight began. Even now it is there. It became so easy. It became very easy for Gujarat people and those who come to Ahmedabad, for them also it has become very easy. Everybody say that if you want to be saved from corona, you have to increase your immunity. And so I had a thought. The word yoga is good, it's okay. You have to keep Baba in a combined form. Baba also says, you keep me in a combined form, I and Baba. If Baba is combined with you, and you are lost yourself in his remembrance, your immunity will be increased so much, no viruses can influence you. The Almighty Authority is with me and I talk to Baba in this way.
उसके लगन में मगन थी तो उसकी इम्यूनिटी इतनी बढ़ गई तो जहर के प्याले ने भी असर नहीं किया. तो हम अगर जो भी सुन रहे हैं अपनी स्थिति
मेरा वो इन अ रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ श्री कृष्णा
रूप में रखें
मेरा वो रेडी टू ड्रिंक पॉइजन. But she was so much lost in Krishna's remembrance. Even the poison became nectar. Let there be this interest that mine is Baba and none other. I know viruses can influence anyone.
ये समय दिया है बच्चों को जो भी मैसेजेस आए
इन वॉल्केनिक फॉर्म ऑफ योगा बी कंबाइंड विथ बाबा. देयर इज नॉट मच सर्विस नाउ
वहाँ बहुत ध्यान देते हैं.
सो नाउ बाबा इज गिवन दिस टाइम
ड्रामा में ये कल्याण की बात है.
बाबा इज गिवन द मैसेज दैट यू चिल्ड्रन हैव टू सिट इन तपस्या.
कमी हमारी तपस्या की है और तपस्या को बढ़ाओ.
So we have to sit in tapasya. This is a very benevolent time we all have received. We have to sit in tapasya. We have to increase tapasya because we are lacking in tapasya. There are many experiences of being with Baba. Many asked me to write a book of experiences. So, lot of experiences I have shared in that book.
Shop में भी यहाँ शांति बन में या ज्ञान सर्वा या पांडवाल में मिल सकेंगे क्योंकि बताने का टाइम नहीं मिलता है.
There are many experiences with the Baba and impossible will become possible. I have shared all these experiences in that book.
है time है.
The experiences are shared everywhere in Pandav Bhavan Gyan Sarova. The books are also available there.
Next time, kya hua ki London mein hamara global house taiyar ho gaya. Kahiyon ne shasna bhi ho gaya.
Again, I would share 5 minutes of my experience. Once what happened is in London, our global house was ready.
Property ki taxes.
Many might have heard. I put an application to the government.
साल में करीब करोड़ रुपए टैक्सेस हो सकती है. ऑफिसर आया मिलने को मेरे को ग्लोबल हाउस में जहाँ मेरी ऑफिस है बैठा.
The taxes
वो अंग्रेज
should be free. In London there are crores of rupees for the taxes.
हमको मानता हूँ और किसको नहीं
मानता. There is my office in global
और आप पता नहीं
house and I sat there and there was one British who said, I only believe in Christianity, I don't believe in anything. And he also said that I haven't heard the name of Brahma Kumaris. The taxes will be free for churches. I only believe in Christianity. I don't believe in any other thing. So, these taxes will only be free for them. But according to the law, you have put the application, but I need to check each and every room of yours. I want to check each and every room of the global house. And after 6 months, the answer for that report will come. But I don't think so that your taxes will be free. I don't know what you people are doing. Yours is university, yours is not a religious center, so you will not be having got access free. I belong to Christian religion and therefore I have taxes free for them. So it was 10 until our discussion got over. At 10:30 there is a traffic control, one government officer. I told him when the song will be played for 3 minutes, we will sit in peace and we will experience the stage of peace and we don't speak anything. Before he was speaking very much. He said, I have come here for my duty. I haven't come here to sit peacefully. I want to do my work. Please allow me to do my work. He spoke in this way. He was very body conscious. He said, I am a government officer. I need to do my work. And then I asked him, if I sit in silence for 3 minutes, is there any objection for you? He said, no, I don't have any objection. I was sitting here, there was a table, and on the other side he was sitting, the song was played. I went to Baba. The song was played. That brother, he opened the file. And then I said, Baba, you are the father of all religion, maybe London, maybe in India, maybe in the world. You are not only the father of India, you are the father of the whole world.
और ये गवर्नमेंट ऑफिसर को अभी आप संभालिए.
आई वॉन्ट टू हैव इकोनॉमी ऑफ द यज्ञ.
सूक्ष्म मतन में जब गीत चलता था बात किया तो एकदम मेरे सामने
बाबा आई नीड योर हेल्प नाउ यू टेक केयर ऑफ दिस गवर्नमेंट ऑफिसर.
साक्षात रूप में मेरे
व्हेन द सॉन्ग वाज प्लेड आई वेंट टू द सटल रीजन टू बाबा.
15-20 सेकंड
Bab Dada came in front of me in a form of light and gave me a vision. I stood up in a vision. 15-20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds also, there was a vision. And after that, what did I see is, after a few seconds, this government officer of the Christian religion, he closed the file, he kept the file on the table and he became very peaceful. He went into silence.
7-8-9 minutes passed, hua bilkul shanti mein kho gaya.
The song stopped. He didn't say anything. He didn't talk to me anything.
Baat nahi karenge, karobar bhi karna hai.
9 minutes passed. He was completely peaceful. He didn't speak anything.
क्या बोलता है? मैं अभी शांति का अनुभव कर रहा हूँ.
I told the government officer, shall we speak now? He said, I am now experiencing silence.
भगवान क्या नहीं कर सकता है? ताली बजाओ.
So I said, shall we talk about the taxes? Then he said, your all taxes are free. What cannot God do? Clap hands. What cannot God do? I said, Baba has given me the touching to show you the rooms. You can see all the rooms. You haven't seen the building. So he said, no, it's okay. No need to see anything. So there was so much of Baba's touching. He had directly come to my office. He didn't see the building. So he said, okay, and then I took him to the global house. I showed all the rooms, balcony, seminar rooms, Baba's room, offices, library, that is room, kitchen, all the rooms I showed him. Wherever I took him, I told him, this is this room, this is that room. He was not replying anything. He only said, I am only experiencing peace. Whatever I would tell him, this is a dining room, this is kitchen, this is this room. He is not giving me any answer. He is only telling me, I am experiencing peace. After seeing the building, I took him outside the building. I asked him whether the tax is free. He said, I am now experiencing peace. Then the next day he telephoned me and said, your taxes are free. So Baba says, you have to become the one who grant vision and grant vision to others. If anybody asks me what is your effort, I tell them the effort is we have to become the image of granting visions. Baba says, you have to become the one who grants a vision and let others also experience this. Many also say that I had this experience. Corona did in this way now. Nobody goes to the centers. There is no service. Now that time is coming close that we have to now make ourselves very powerful, serving through the mind is also of no use if we don't have a powerful stage. If we have a powerful stage, we can grant a vision to others. To be a soul, to make others experience as a soul, it is the first lesson, that's over. We don't say that I want this, I want that. We have to completely become the destroyers of any desires. We have to make our foundation very powerful. Purity is our foundation. But along with that, we have to make our stage powerful. And the stage will only make our stage stable. Let there be stage. We have to make our stage powerful. Our mind will also become powerful. And whatever services we will do, we will get the fruit of service instantly and the reward later on. We shouldn't waste our time in trivial things. We have to become perfect and attain perfection. We have to now give time for that. So now it is the time for our preparation to become equal to the Father, and this is our effort. Thank you. Om Shanti.
कष्ट कटे सब विघ्न मिटे।